the rest of the story. His name was Thaddeus Lowe. He was the first prisoner of war in the war between the states, April 20, 1861. He was discovered by Confederate soldiers near Pea Ridge on the border of North and South Carolina. He was arrested as a Yankee spy. Thaddeus protested that he was a civilian scientist on a field trip, that was all. The rebels had no right to detain him. Well, they had no intention to detain him. They just wanted to hang him. But then at the last moment, a local farmer recognized Thaddeus. No, he was no spy, the farmer said. He really was a scientist. The farmer had once seen Thaddeus at an exhibition in Charleston. So the Confederate soldiers compromised. They would impound Thaddeus's scientific equipment, but they would let him go. And that's how Thaddeus Lowe became the Civil War's first prisoner and lived to tell. It was also a 28-year-old scientist's inspiration to retaliation. He was to become in reality that which he had been falsely accused of being, a spy for the Union Army. This was the very beginning now of the war between the states. The 28-year-old scientist Thaddeus Lowe had narrowly escaped from the clutches of the Confederate Army. They had accused him of being a Union spy, had confiscated his equipment, and tried to put a rope around his neck. And now Thaddeus was going to get even. He went to Washington. He begged the War Department to let him do some real spying. As a scientist, there were all sorts of ways that he could penetrate enemy lines, perform reconnaissance, and report back. The Northern Army was enthusiastic over Thaddeus' proposal. Even President Lincoln expressed his personal gratitude to the young man. And soon Thaddeus found himself with an army budget at his disposal and 50 men under his command. Well, that was one of the wisest investments the Union Army ever made. Thaddeus and his troops would deploy one day and return shortly thereafter with detailed photographs of rebel reinforcements, and using these pictures, the North knew precisely when and where to strike. After a while, the rebels discovered this weakness in their defenses. They knew they were being taken apart because of a spy named Thaddeus Lowe, and yet there was nothing they could do. Confederate General Jubal Early, apprised of what was going on, declared that they should have strung that Yankee up at Pea Ridge when they had a chance. But indeed, that opportunity was gone forever. For throughout the remainder of the war, Thaddeus Lowe was to remain just beyond the range of their rifles. And in the century since, warfare has become less a matter of men and swords, more a matter of minds and science. And you have just learned how a young meteorologist, a weatherman, pitted scientific technology against Confederate weaponry. Yes, you knew that the North won. What you did not know is that Thaddeus Lowe and the 50 men under his command performed our nation's first ever aerial photography reconnaissance from coal gas balloons. They comprised our nation's first Air Force a half century before the Wright brothers. And had he been able to convince the foot soldier generals, Thaddeus would have dropped bombs on Atlanta. And now you know the rest of the story.